Brachos Daf Yud Aleph is a jam-packed daf with Shas topics and major sugyas, but just to bring out one nekuda that's related to the Tosos on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, which again is a Tosos that you could spend many hours on, just going through the different inyanim that are raised in what's a pretty short Tosos, but is also the implications for the laws of Birchas Torah, and just in general, what comes up in the Tosfos is really fantastic. But just one nekuda that's really a tremendous side point. Again, the main topic of the Tosfos is the Gemara saying that if you already said Kriya Shema before you got to say Birchas Torah, so you are not chayef to say Birchas Torah after that. Shekvar niftar ba'avarabba, and the Tosfos brings in the Yushalmi, v'hu sheshana al-asar, that you have to actually learn following Avarabba, and then the question is that machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi? First Tosfos suggests it is a machlokes, and it says even if it's not a machlokes, maybe Kriyashma qualifies as learning right away, or maybe it's really something that we do say is a chiyuv, and halacha lemaisa, the generally accepted psak is that if you're going to be Yotzei Birchas Torah with Avarabba, you should, after davening is over, sit down and learn, having in mind that this learning should be chal on Avarabba being used as Birchas Torah, to satisfy those opinions in the Rishonim that we paskin like the Rishalmi, and that you actually have to learn following Avarabba at your earliest available opportunity. But along the way, Tosfos just throws in the question, just to give an introduction to why the question is raised, Tosfos discusses the fact that we don't have to say Nuber Satora every single time we sit down to learn over the course of the day, which is, again, a very important discussion that needs to be understood properly. You can be medayik in the Lashon of Tosfos versus the Lashon of the Rush. Sometimes those two shitas get intertwined, but I would like to argue they're two different shitas. Not the right time to discuss it, but nevertheless, Tosfos raises the contrast between Birchas Torah and the bracha of Leishev Basukah, that you have to, every time there's a significant hefsik in the yeshiva Basukah, you have to make a new bracha when you go back. And Tosfos answers the difference, explains the difference over there. And then, because they raise the issue of Sukkah, so then Tosfos just asks the Kasha, why is it that we don't make a bracha of Im Tomar, region side, Im Tomar, Mipnei, Ma, Ein, Anu, Mevarach, and Lishon, Besukkah? Why don't we make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah? We only make a bracha when we eat in the Sukkah. So that presupposes the fact that we don't make a bracha of Leishev Besukkah when we sleep. There are Rishonim who say that you do make a bracha Leishev Besukkah when you sleep, and there are even Achronim like the Vilna Gaon who paskin you should say a bracha when you sleep in the Sukkah, but nevertheless, the standard mahalach is to follow Tosfos and not to make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah. So Tosfos says, how come? We know from Masechta Sukkah that the Iker, three things that one does in the Sukkah, at least according to Lashon Rashi and the Ran, is Achila, Shtia, Vishena. And you're not even allowed to sleep Shena Sarai outside of the Sukkah. So why is it we don't make a bracha when we do so? So Tosfos answers, V'yeshlomar de bracha da achila shemvarach neshe potarto. Number one, that the bracha patters it when you eat. Number two, inami mishum shema lo yishan. Maybe you won't fall asleep. V'have bracha levatala shahare in biyado lishan kol shah sheyirtze. That a person doesn't have the ability to fall asleep at will, and therefore we're afraid you're going to make the bracha on sleeping, and then you're not going to fall asleep, so it'll be a bracha levatala. Now, based on this Tosfos, I remember years ago when I was in yeshiva, it was quoted as being a brisker chumrah. I don't know if it really has any relationship to brisk, but nevertheless, it was quoted as being a brisker chumrah, or it was said, oh, briskers don't say hamapil. Why? Because they're afraid that they're not going to fall asleep. So I don't want to blame any of the briskers for this idea, but that's the way it was said over when I was in yeshiva. Whether or not that's true, again, you could look in all the different Sifrei Hanhagos Brisk. There are many, and some of them are, you know, most of them, I think, I have a lot of great stuff in there, so it's kedai to check it out. But Lamaisa, I don't know if it's actually a Hanhag of Brisk, and frankly, I don't want to know because it doesn't make a lot of sense to suggest, based on this idea of Tosfos, that one should not say Birch Samapil. Now, again, in order to understand why this makes no sense, you just have to realize Tosfos raised the issue of why weren't they misaking a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Now, one thing we do know is that Chazal were misaking a bracha of hamapil. So right then and there, it should be understood that you say hamapil. There's no other way to look at it. You obviously have to say hamapil because Chazal were misaking it. And Tosfos' whole mahalach is based on the idea that they assume Chazal were not misaking a bracha on Shein of a Sukkah, and they, yes, were misaking a bracha on hamapil. You can't argue with that. That's straight out of the Gemara in the ninth parak. So basically, to use Tosfos' svara to then apply it to a bracha that Chazal said you should say is really very difficult to accept. And it really flies in the face of basically Chazal being attacking the bracha. Now, in order to make this sit a little bit better, you can look in the back of the Gemara in the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis' commentary, so he quotes this Tosfos, and he asks, so how come this doesn't apply? I mean, he takes it as a double portion. Of course, you have to say hamapil, but he wants to know, why doesn't this idea of Shemelo Yishan apply to Birch Hamapil? So, let me try to find it inside. So he says, Avogav the Kaimel and the Mavarchan Hamapil al Shena, even though we paskin that you say Birch Hamapil, the Gamkin Yishchashasha Shemelo Yishan, and you have the same possibility that you won't fall asleep. Shiny Hassam, the Habracha al Teva Hashena, Asher Nasan Hashem, Lechol Yitzurei. It says Teled, Yitzurei Teled, maybe it's supposed to say Yitzurei Tevel. I don't know, I'm using a very old edition of the Gemara. So he says that this is you're making a bracha on the Tivo Shel Olam. It's very similar to what we say in Birchas Shachar, where you don't actually have to hear the rooster crow to say Anosan Lasech Livina. You don't actually have to do a lot of the things. As long as the bracha is shaykh to the Tivo Shel Olam, that is good enough. And that's basically the way the Maritz Chayis understands the bracha of Birchas Hamapil. He says that the idea, it's on the idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Teva Shel Olam, that there is a concept of Shena. At the end of this little piece over here, he says he noticed that this is already in the Eliyahu Rabbah, in the name of the Sefer Birkas Avram. And he says Eliyahu Rabbah says the same idea. This idea is also found in the Chayei Adam. Besides, so you have the Eliyahu Rabbah already points it out in the name of earlier sources. You have the Maritz Chayis and the Chayei Adam. They all basically say the same thing, that the bracha of Hamapil is on the Tivo Shel Olam, and therefore it's not a Birchas Hanenin. It's not obviously not a Birchas HaMitzvah, where you have to be worried that you're going to be mafsik in between. It's Mashen Kein. Yeshiva Besukah, Birchas Leshi Besukah, is obviously a Birchas HaMitzvah, and we hold that all Birchas HaMitzvah must be done over Lasi Asan. And therefore, you have to make the Birchas HaMitzvah and then not be mafsik until you're ready to go to sleep. In terms of later poskim, so if you look in the Halichos Shlomo, so Rav Shlomo Zalman just elaborates on this a little bit, and he says that even a this is in the Halichos Shlomo on Tfila in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes Vav. He says Akol Chayav in the Varach Res Hamapil. Everybody has to say Hamapil. And in footnote Chaf Dalid, he says V'lachein Bachar Arotze Levarcha Beveis Hamedrish. Let's say you have a bacher learning in yeshiva, and he doesn't want to say it in the dorm because his roommates might be a little bit rowdy. Kidei shelo yafriyuhu v'chadome. So shaper dami, yeah, that's perfectly fine. V'chein muter levarcha gam kishiyodeh sheyitzdarech l'geshes achar kach l'tapel betinok v'chadome. Or let's say you have to deal with a baby. So babies are very unpredictable, or even, you know, young kids are unpredictable, that they wake up at all hours of the night, and you might be right about to fall asleep, and then that's it. The baby decides that they are done for the night, and you have to deal with them. But still, he says, Afal Pikein, you're allowed to say it. And he says, let's say you have to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to say Asher Yatzar, if it's necessary, or even if you want to, if you get very thirsty or hungry, you can eat or drink with a bracha, obviously. Or he says, even if it's thunder and lightning, and you have to make a bracha on the thunder and lightning, then you are allowed to do so as well. And this is also there's a sefer of Rav Avadya Yosef on Hilchos Brachos, and there's a Chazan Avadya on Hilchos Brachos, and he basically says the same thing as all these achronim, that it's a bracha on the Tivo Shel Olam, and therefore, you know, it's not a good idea to constantly be mafsik after you're done. But for basic necessities, you don't have to be afraid that you might not fall asleep. Now, to be fair, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Lamed Tes does going on the comment of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say Kriya Shema Lamita, and you're supposed to say Hamapach HaVlishin Aleinai, and the Ramah adds in, you're supposed to say Kriya Shema Samach L'mitaso, and not to eat and drink and talk after Kriya Shema L'mita. You should go to sleep immediately. But he quotes the Pasuk. Why? Because we learned already, going all the way back to the sugya of Kriya Shema L'mita, we learned it from the Pasuk of Rigzu V'altechato, Imru Bilvavchem V'almishkavchem V'domusela. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say Bilvavchem Almishkavchem V'domusela. I mean, you're supposed to first say Kriya Shema L'mita. That's the Lashon of Levavchem, and where are you supposed to say it? Al mishkavchem v'domuzel, and then you're supposed to go to sleep. You're supposed to be silent at that point. So you're not supposed, but it's not about the hefsik between the bruch of hamapio and kriyashma. It's about the concept of kriyashma lamita. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and this is a lashon sifkat and dalit in that in Reish Lamed Tes, v'im toiv lishtos oladaber eze inyan nachutz nirishem mutter. So he says, if you need to talk after Kriya Shema for something very important, you're allowed to, or if you want to drink something, you're allowed to. Ach, yachzor v'yikra parshas Shema. You should then repeat the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Achein, im kvar omar b'ros hamapil, yizor b'zeh, ki yafsik bein habracha le hashena. So he says this would be a hefsik between hamapil and the sleep, and therefore you shouldn't do it. So this is obviously Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak and Reb Avadya's psak is arguing on the Mishnah Berurah, which makes it seem like this is some kind of a birch sanenin, that you're making the bruch on going to sleep, so you shouldn't purposely avoid saying the bracha of Hamapil. Earlier in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah had discussed, should you say Hamapil first, or you say Kriya Shema first? Okay, so that's a different discussion, but in that case, definitely it wouldn't be a major hefsik in that sense, but nevertheless, it could be that we're choshish for hefsik. It could be that that's a nafkamina between how you look at it. If you look at it as a berch sanenin, so Hamapil should be the last thing you say. If you look at it as berch shevach v'hodah on the tivo shalolam, so then you could say Hamapil first. But nevertheless, everybody on record says you're supposed to say the bracha of Hamapil. And as I pointed out, it's not a great chiddush, because the fact that the bracha exists is the ultimate raya that it is supposed to be said. Because the whole premise of Tosfos is that the bracha of Shena Besukah does not exist. So the Tosfos asks the kasha, why doesn't it exist? And that's the answer, that we're afraid a person won't fall asleep immediately.